It's time for our weekly discussion with Flotesh, your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her covering all things for KEZI Sports, channel 709 on your Comcast system, KEZI.com, at Kristen Rogers on Twitter. KR, a wonderful Friday to you. How are things?
Steve, I'm great. I'm out at Hayward Field for the first time this season. The weather is not cooperating. It's not like beautiful like we saw the past few days, but I'm not going to complain.
All right. Nobody would listen anyway when you complain on the radio, from what I understand. I'll be perfectly honest. I kind of forgot about this guy. Last seen hurtling across the end zone before another knee injury cost him the 2016 football season. He marks his return to competition. Devin Allen is back. What did he have to say about where he is health-wise and mentally with all that comes with all that downtime since he got hurt?
Yeah, you know, Steve, I got to catch up with Devin yesterday one-on-one, and you know, I forgot that he was a student, to be completely honest with you. When we were talking about setting up the time to talk, he was like, yeah, I have class and then I have practice and I can talk to you after. I was like, oh, like, I keep forgetting that he still has to graduate. So his summer, looking forward to that when he starts competing, because, you know, today, Friday at the Twilight, is going to be his professional debut, as well as the first time coming back from that other ACL injury, and I'll get to that in a second. But you know, he's got a lot of big events coming up for him this summer after he graduates, which is May 19th. So he's waiting for that. But no, you know, he says that, you know, obviously this is the second ACL that he's teared. He said it was a lot easier to come back from this one because he knew what he did wrong the last time and how to make it an easier process for him. I also think the fact that he's focusing solely on track right now is allowing him to get in better condition for track. I know there was talk last year when he said he was having to, you know, still do, you know, weights for football, but it was taking away from, you know, maybe some of his speed and track. So, you know, mentally he's ready to go. He said that he told everyone in his classes that he will be competing today. So he hopes that a bunch of students come out to watch him because, you know, he's still a student athlete, but he is making his professional debut today.
That's great. Obviously, the last time we saw him was winning the Nebraska game. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the Duck basketball players who have now gone pro, signed with agents. What did Devin tell you about, you know, now officially working for the Swoosh and getting paid to play?
Yeah, you know, I asked him if he feels like it's going to be any different for him running here at Hayward Field, even though he's done it, you know, many a time before. But he says the biggest difference is going to be the singlet. It's going to be the Nike kit that he has on instead of that Oregon uniform. But he said, he joked that, you know, when you're in college, you keep seeing all these professional athletes because, you know, obviously we see college and professional athletes compete together all the time, and they get to wear the really cool Nike stuff. So he's excited that he finally gets to go out and wear all the stuff that he, you know, he's seen before and he's competed against. And, you know, really, he's just more focused right now. And, you know, there's a pretty good crowd coming here already, and I mean, it's what, 3:30 right now on a Friday, so I think by 6:37, when he races, there's going to be a much bigger crowd.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. You were at Goss Stadium Tuesday. OSU beats Oregon. While it was just one game, it really was a blown opportunity. They needed it for the RPI. Coach Horton talked about his young team. They used a bunch of pitchers up there. It seems mostly he's concerned about their lack of offense, not only in that game, but in general, a bunch of strikeouts late. Would I be accurate in saying that's a big cause for concern for him?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I mean, I also think you have to think about who you're going up against, which is the number one team in the country in Oregon State. And I mean, Oregon State, you know, just showed the depth that they have at pitcher. And I think that's what we saw more than anything. Obviously, you know, Oregon has a big series on the road this weekend at Washington State. And, you know, I think the Tuesday game that gives them a good idea of where they stand up against the best team in the country. And, you know, what they have to do to not only, you know, improve themselves, but, you know, how they want to, you know, continue to improve in conference play. So I think those games are, you know, not only a rivalry game, but it's just, it kind of gives them a good idea of where they stand. But yeah, I mean, offensively, that's something that they're focusing on moving up into Pullman this weekend.
I want to get a little closer to home. Oregon softball hosting number 2 Florida State, who just beat number 1 Florida Wednesday. The video you guys have posted on the KEZI site, accurate to say, they're not viewing this like your average late season non-conference game. Their approach to this is almost like a postseason game.
Oh, yeah, no, and I mean, it essentially is a postseason game when you think about the fact that this is a top-5 matchup. And, the fact that, you know, tomorrow, because the schedule is pretty interesting. You know, tomorrow it's a doubleheader at 4:30 and then at 7. And then on Sunday, it's a late game. It's a 5 o'clock game. So it's very much like a regional or a super regional schedule for them going up against, in this case, you know, the number two team in the country. And, you know, I talking with Oregon, they got some confidence going up and having that series sweep against Oregon State. But, you know, they know that they still have a lot to work on. And this is a challenge. This is make or break for them if they want to, if they want to solidify the fact that they will be one of the top eight teams so they can host a super regional. It is a big series, and it's going to be some great softball.
Talking a little bit of everything with Kristen Rogers. Each time we talk this time of year, I got to ask you about your Warriors. When the playoffs started, we kind of had them as the team to beat. They swept Portland, and this is a pretty good Utah team, and they just thumped them again. I know this might sound overly simple, but do they just look head and shoulders above anybody in the West right now?
Yeah, I mean, like, the fan in me wants to say yes. I mean, it's the playoffs, so you're never going to count anything out. But, I mean, Golden State just looks really good right now. It was, I think it was game three when we were talking with Damian Lillard after the game, and after Golden State beat Portland in game three, and someone asked him about how they thought Mike Brown did coming in and replacing Steve Kerr. And Damian Lillard was like, look, I think, you know, they could be without a head coach and they're still going to perform, you know, just as well as they did. And I think that's a really good kind of barometer of where this team is that these guys just know how to play no matter who's their head coach right now, no matter who they're playing. These guys are locked in and they're ready to go. And I think that's what makes them so hard to beat.
A couple of final thoughts. The spring game last Saturday seemed like the operative word of the day was juice. And I don't mean the former USC running back. But from the coach and the players and all the video you spoke, and I get it's just the scrimmage, but it seems like everybody's parting ways, be it the coaches going on recruiting trips and the guys, you know, getting ready to finish school. There seems to be a really upbeat, positive mood.
Oh, yeah, and I think there has been since Tiger took over the program. Like, yes, there was about that month period where there was a lot of, you know, negative news about Oregon, but throughout the whole thing, I mean, that's what they've done is they've created a very positive environment and a very just like an energized environment. I get that, you know, at this point, all we're doing is we're just talking. You know, we haven't really seen anything yet. You know, what you saw in the spring game was maybe a fifth of what Oregon, you know, can do and has been working on. And there's still a lot that we need to see how this team does. But, I mean, right now, Taggart's been, you know, winning everything, recruiting from the fans to, you know, just the guys are just really happy, and they say they've fallen back in love with the game. So I think there's a lot of positives, yes, but you still got to wait for that first game against Southern Utah because this could easily flip very quickly.
Yeah, and by the way, better to have it against Southern Utah than Nebraska after last year. So another weekend is upon us. Seems like an awful lot going on here in town. What will you and your KEZI fellow TV people be up to? What can we expect to see when you guys file your sports reports?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to tune into KEZI 9 News tonight at 5 and 6:30, I'm out here live at Hayward Field talking Oregon Twilight. At 6:30, it's really between 6 and 7 that you're going to see a lot of the best events. You know, in the men's 800, you have former Jack and Olympian Andrew Weeding. Then you have Jenna Prandini in the women's 100, obviously Devin Allen, and his actual training partner and former Canadian Olympian Jonathan Cabral. You know, there's a lot of guys competing tonight, a lot of former Ducks, a lot of current Ducks. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And then, of course, tomorrow I'm going to be out at softball all day long. That is going to be the matchup, I think, to watch this weekend.
All right. Follow her along on Twitter, posting video on KEZI at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, always appreciate your time. Have yourselves a magnificent weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
You too, Steve.
All right, bye.